Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Well, it's a marvelous night for a moon dance with the stars up above in your eyes.
Well, Van Morrison bringing us back.
To make romance, need the cover of October.
Of all the songs he's done, surely Moondance is the best. Into the Mystic's pretty good too. Of course, who can forget Gloria, right? And Brown Eyed Girl. I'll stop. You get it, right? I like Van Morrison. Thanks for hanging out with me. 23 after, I'm Jim Blasingame. Having a great visit with our new friend Gene Zeno. Gene is the CEO and the founder of MBO Partners. Gene, tell us a little bit about my biz office and all the stuff you guys are doing.
So at MBO Partners, which is our rebranded name from a few years ago, which originally was my biz office. That's where that comes from, the MBO. But what MBO Partners does is everything we do is focused on making it easy for that independent consultant and their client to work with each other. And we kind of lubricate the system. We lower the barriers of entry for independent consultants that want to start or they're continuing to operate their business. And we also make it highly attractive for companies that would otherwise be hesitant to engage independent consultants and contractors because of the administration and, you know, the fear of them not being compliant with the law. We kind of remove all those barriers and really make it easy and lubricate the system.
So are you like a clearinghouse, like a bureau kind of thing? You put people together.
We provide that infrastructure. We focus on the financial part of their transactions, everything from, you know, contracting to billing to collections.
Okay.
But we also create communities so they can meet each other and mentor each other and so forth.
Good. Well, good for you. And I think this is I think you're very prescient in designing this resource. I think it's going to be very helpful, and I predict you're going to be very successful with it. Let's get back to the who we're talking about here, folks. We're talking about independent contractors, but specifically people that I consider to be more consultants because they know something that companies need to know. They know things. They know how to do things. They know how to work on projects. They can plug in. They can unplug. When I had my consulting company, Gene, my tagline was, "I'm a vice president you can rent."
There you go. Exactly.
Everybody got that. Whenever I said that, there was no. It was completely intuitive, and that little tagline helped me get a lot of business. And I recommend those kinds of terms when you talk to people when they say, "Well, you know, how would we even do business?" There are people out there who don't understand that even now.
Yeah, and you know, both sides of the equation, both on companies and enterprises that want to buy services and work, they actually are much more today leaning and migrating towards project-based work, which we call the project economy.
Mm-hmm.
And then on the individual side, like, you know, where you were a leader in your time for sure, Jim, but on that individual side, people want to do project-based work. It's more satisfaction. They get to leverage their talent and keep building their skills. So, and they have more flexibility over their control over their life. So,
mm-hmm.
And from a financial point of view, although starting out, you know, could be, you know, you gotta make sure you have your belt tightened really, really good and keep those costs down. But from a financial point of view, once you get into the groove of doing project-based work where you could repeat some of the skills and you're focused, you could actually deliver work that is more cost-effective to your client and gives you more compensation than you would get in a traditional job. And that's the magic. You have control, you have compensation, and you have the freedom to work as you want to.
There's one thing I want to stick in here, Gene, and I know you'll agree with me on this. Folks, if you fit into the category of what we're talking about here, the independent contractor, the consultant, what did you say, 16 million people in America and growing, it's a growing number. Here's one thing that I think we have to say, Gene. The coin of your realm is confidentiality and trust. I don't care how smart you are. I don't care how cheap you are. I don't care about anything else. If you can't demonstrate absolute extreme, if you can't demonstrate confidentiality and trust with extreme prejudice. If you can't be counted on for that, then you are out of business.
You know, Jim, I'm always thinking about I want to write a book, and like you must like be reading my mind. Those are the words that I tell people. The most important thing in an independent professional's business is their reputation. And you know, people want to invest in the stock market, want to invest in real estate. Invest in yourself, and the way you do that is by building your integrity, building your reputation. And if you do that right, like you just said, confidentiality and trust, and don't oversell. Do what, tell people what it is that you do, and that's, you know, stay focused. Don't do things that you're really not good at without, you know, being open about it. And you will build a network and a pipeline of business that will just make your life so much better and provide you the income that you want.
Two of my clients, when I had my consulting company, were best friends, and they didn't know. One didn't know I was working with the other one, and vice versa, until they told each other. They were amazed that I had not told either one that I was working for their best friend. That's the kind of confidentiality. That's how rock solid you've got to be with your confidentiality if you're going to be successful.
I often get challenged by critics as saying, you know, independent consultants really are just people, you know, you're much better off hiring full-time people. And of course there's independent consulting isn't for everyone. But the question I often get is, well, what about confidentiality and intellectual property? You know, they're not my employee, mm-hmm. The thing is, you could actually put more protections in place with an independent consultant because they're not your employee and you could actually make
Gene, I gotta go, but quickly, your website again, please.
MBOpartners.com.
Check it out, folks. And we're going to take a quick break. Gene, we'll get Gene Zano back and talk about this some more in the future. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.